The Government Operations Subcommittee will now come to order. Members, pursuant to Rule 7.7, I have been appointed to serve as the ex officio voting member of the subcommittee, and then again, pursuant to Rule 7.4, I've been appointed to serve as temporary chair. Having said that, we will do the roll call. Lexi, please call the roll.
Chair Grant.
Here.
Vice Chair Rodriguez, excused. Democratic Ranking Member Chambliss.
Here.
Representatives Borrero.
Here.
Fabricio.
Here.
Fetterhoff.
Here.
Fisher, excused. Henson.
Henson, here.
Jenny.
Here.
Killebrew. McClure. McCarty, excused. Rizzo.
Here.
Roth. Sabatini. Schoaf. Skidmore.
Here.
Smith, excused. Zika.
Present.
We have quorum, Chair.
Members, we have a quorum. Please make sure all cell phones and other communication devices, including laptops, are turned off or placed in a silent mode. We have a bunch of bills today that we're going to get through. First up will be HB 317, substitution of work experience for post-secondary education requirements by Rep. DeSigley. I do not see Rep. DeSigley. We'll put that bill on hold for now. Rep. Fabricio, you are up next, sir, with PCS for HB 139, motor vehicle insurance. You're recognized. Please. You recognize, sir, to explain the PCS.
Thank you, Chair. Members, this is a proposed committee substitute which requires an employing agency of a law enforcement officer that operates a vehicle take-home program to maintain motor vehicle insurance that covers the time an officer spends going to or coming from work or any other agency assignment in an official law enforcement vehicle. The PCS specifies that the required motor vehicle insurance does not have to provide coverage if the officer makes a distinct deviation from a non-essential personal errand for a non-essential personal errand, or the officer acts in bad faith with malicious purpose or in a manner exhibiting wanton and willful disregard of human rights, safety, or property. Members, that is the bill.
Members, are there questions on the bill? Are there questions? Seeing none, there are no amendments. Is there any public testimony? First public is Lisa Henning from the Florida State Fraternal Order of Police. Waves in support. Next, we have Matt Puckett, Florida Police Benevolent Association. Mr. Puckett. Waves in support. That is the end of public testimony. Is there debate on the bill? Debate, members. Seeing no debate, you are recognized to close on the PCS.
Wave closed, Chair.
Having waves closed, Lexi, please call the roll on PCS for HB 139.
Representatives Borrero?
Yes.
Chambliss? Fabricio?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Fisher? Henson?
Fisher or Henson?
Henson?
Yes.
Jenny?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes.
McClure? McCarty? Rizzo?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Roth?
Yes.
Sabatini?
Yes.
Schoaf?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Smith? Zika?
Yes.
Chair Grant?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
Show the bill favorably. Substitute. Next, we will go to PCS GOS 2201 relating to medical marijuana. Representative Rizzo, you are
recognized. Thank you, members.
Thank you, Chair. May I approach the dais, the well?
Representative, you're recognized to explain the PCB.
Thank you, Chair. Vice Chair, Ranking Member, Committee Members, this bill will save from repeal the public record exemption for certain information by the Department of Health concerning patients, caregivers, and physicians related to the Medical Marijuana Use Registry. And that is the bill, sir.
Members, are there questions on the bill? Questions on the bill? Seeing none, there are no amendments. Is there any public testimony? There's no public testimony. Debate. Members, we are in debate on the bill. Seeing no debate, you're recognized to close on the PCB.
I wave closer.
Having waved close, Lexi, please call the roll on PCB GOS 22.01.
Representatives Barrero, Chambliss, Fabricio,
yes.
Fetterhoff,
yes.
Fisher, Hinson,
yes.
Jenny,
yes.
Killebrew,
yes.
McClure, McCurdy, Rizzo,
yes.
Rodriguez, Roth,
yes.
Sabatini,
yes.
Schoaf,
yes.
Skidmore,
yes.
Smith, Zika,
yes.
Chair Grant,
yes.
13 yeas, zero nays.
Show that the PCB reported favorably.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we will go to PCB GOS 22-02, OGSR, non-viable birth certificates by Representative Fetterhoff. Representative, you're recognized.
Good morning. Thank you, Chair. So PCB 2202 is a bill that saves from repeal the public record exemption for certain information that may be collected by the Department of Health when issuing a non-viable birth certificate. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Members, we're in questions. Questions on the bill? Seeing none, there are no amendments. Public testimony on the bill. There is no public testimony. Is there a debate? Debate on the bill. Seeing no debate, you're recognized to close on the PCB.
Wave close.
Lexi, please call the roll on PCB GOS 22-02.
Representatives Barrero?
Yes.
Chambliss? Fabricio?
Yes.
Fetterhoff? Fisher, Hinson,
yes.
Jenny,
yes.
Killebrew,
yes.
McClure, McCurdy, Rizzo,
yes.
Rodriguez, Roth,
yes.
Sabatini,
yes.
Schoaf, Skidmore,
yes.
Smith, Zika,
yes.
Chair Grant,
yes.
13 yeas, zero nays.
Please show the PCB reported favorably. Next, we will go to PCB GOS 22-03, OGSR, Substance Abuse Impaired Persons, by Representative Barrero. Welcome, sir. You're recognized to explain the PCB.
Thank you, Chair. In 1993, the Florida legislature passed the Hal Marchman Act, which passed to assist individuals who are affected by substance abuse. And what this bill does is it protects from the public record information related to individuals who are subjected to involuntary assessment. It makes sure that court records, pleadings, documents, other related court records are protected from the public record, and it prevents it from repeal, and that is a bill.
Thank you. Members, other questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, there are no amendments. Is there public testimony on the bill? No public testimony. Debate. Members, debate on the bill. Seeing none, you're recognized to close on the PCB.
I'll wave close, Chair.
Having waved close, Lexi, please call the roll on PCB GOS 22-03.
Representatives Barrero?
Yes.
Chambliss? Fabricio?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Fisher? Hinson?
Yes.
Jenny?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes.
McClure? McCurdy, Rizzo,
yes.
Rodriguez, Roth,
yes.
Sabatini,
yes.
Schoaf,
yes.
Skidmore,
yes.
Smith, Zika,
yes.
Chair Grant,
yes.
13 yeas, zero nays.
Show the PCB reported favorably. Next, we will move to PCB GOS 22-04, OGSR, Workers' Compensation, by Representative Fabricio. You are recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Members, the bill saves from repeal a public records exemption for the personal identifying information of an injured or deceased employee contained in records submitted to and held by the Department of Financial Services pursuant to the workers' compensation law. Members, that is the bill.
Members, you've heard the bill. Are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, and there are no amendments, is there public testimony? There is no public testimony debate. Debate on the bill, members. Seeing none, you are recognized to close on the PCB.
Wave close.
Lexi, please call the roll on PCB GOS 22-04.
Representatives Barrero?
Yes.
Chambliss? Fabricio?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Fisher? Hinson?
Yes.
Jenny?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes.
McClure? McCurdy? Rizzo?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Roth?
Yes.
Sabatini?
Yes.
Shove?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Smith? Zika? Yes. Chair Grant?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, we'll show that the PCB reported favorably. Next, we will go to PCB GOS 22-05 OGSR health information held by the Department of Corrections by Representative Shove. Representative, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill saves from repeal the public records exemption for the protected health information of an inmate or offender held by the Department of Corrections. And that is the bill.
Thank you, members. Are there questions of the bill? Seeing none, are there amendments? None on the desk. Public testimony. We have one. Jared Torres, Florida Department of Corrections, waves in support. That is the end of that debate. Debate on the bill, members. Seeing none, Representative, you are recognized to close.
Wave close.
Having waived close, Lexi, please call the roll on PCB GOS 22-05.
Representatives Barrero?
Yes.
Chambliss? Fabricio?
Yes.
Fetterhoff? Fisher? Hinson?
Yes.
Jenny? Killebrew?
Yes.
McClure? McCurdy? Rizzo?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Roth?
Yes.
Sabatini?
Yes.
Shove?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Smith? Zika? Yes. Chair Grant?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
We'll show the piece. Show the PCB reported favorably. Members, we have one bill left, and we are waiting for Representative DeSigley to show up, so we will stand in informal recess for about 5 minutes, and hope he will show up. You're recognized, sir. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Members, I want to apologize. I'm extremely embarrassed at this point. I had no idea that House Bill 317 was on the agenda today, so if you would bear with me, I'm a little out of breath, but these things happen, and last time I checked, I'm human, so that's good news.
Okay. You're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you. House Bill 317, substitution of work experience for post-secondary educational requirements. What I'll do is I'll go ahead and read the summary analysis, and then I'll go ahead and give a background of kind of where this bill originated from. So the bill allows an employing agency of the state, county, city, municipality, or political subdivisions to substitute verifiable related work experience for post-secondary educational requirements of employment positions if the candidate is otherwise qualified for the position. Work experience may not be substituted for any required licensure or certification. If the employing agency elects to substitute related work experience, the agency must include a notice that such substitution is authorized in all of the positions' advertisements. The advertisements must also describe the related work experience equivalencies that may be substituted for post-secondary educational requirements. And members, very briefly, last year we had a bill similar that focused on vets, and we were signed into law by the governor. But that bill allowed active military service to be substituted for post-secondary experience. This bill simply does that for work experience. We thought that so many folks, especially with, the labor shortages that we have here in 2021, excuse me, I'm still a little bit out of breath here. We thought it was appropriate at this time to kind of expand these opportunities for folks who have adequate work experience. So, Mr. Chair, that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative, for explaining HB 317. Are there questions of the bill sponsor? Representative Hinson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for bringing the bill to us. Don't we already have work experience in exchange for college or other training or certifications?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you for that question. That's somewhat of a broad question. I'd have to look into that. There might be some instances where that's the case. But obviously, when we're focusing on state, county, city, municipality, or political subdivisions, we want to codify that. If that is not the case, maybe it's the case in certain municipalities. Maybe it's not. We want to make sure that this is applied to every area of our state.
Follow up. Further questions, members? Further questions? Seeing none, we have no amendments. Is there public testimony? In public testimony, we have Philip Sweaterman, Americans for Prosperity. He is waves in support. Alice Nerera, Foundations for Florida's Future. Waves in support. That concludes public testimony, debate on the bill. Members, is there debate? Representative Skidmore, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Rep. DeCicli. I was gonna volunteer to present this bill for you. I like it that much. I just wanted to say thank you for that. Not everyone has the luxury of being able to take time to go to college right after they graduate from high school. Many people have to go straight into the workforce, and that should count for something. And I really appreciate you recognizing that and bringing this bill forward, so I'm happy to vote yes on it today. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Further debate. Seeing no further debate, you are recognized to close on your bill, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And again, members, I think this is really great public policy. I'm extremely embarrassed that I did not reach out to any of you today. It's not normal for me, so I appreciate your patience. I appreciate your willingness to allow me to present this good bill, and I ask for your favorable support. Thank you.
Having closed on the bill, Lexi, please call the roll on the bill.
Representatives Barrero?
Yes.
Chambliss? Fabricio?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Fisher? Hinson?
Yes.
Jenny?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes.
McClure? McCurdy? Rizzo?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Roth?
Yes.
Sabatini?
Yes.
Shove?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Smith? Zika?
Yes.
Chair Grant?
Yes.
13 yes, 0 nays.
Show the bill reported favorably. Congratulations. Members, this concludes our committee agenda. Seeing no further business before the committee, Representative Killebrew moves we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.